Let's talk about some of the ways that you have evaluated players in the past. You had a guy named Bruce Smith who was a very talented performer back with Buffalo. And as you look at the future Bruce Smiths in this league, maybe a Frosty Rucker is one of them, maybe he isn't. He certainly doesn't look like it at this point. What are some of the things that you did to reach a player that often can go the other direction very, very quickly?
Well, you're right. When we came in, we all knew Bruce Smith was a very talented person. He'd been drafted the year before I arrived in Buffalo, yet he was very self-indulgent. He'd been the first, the number one pick in the draft. That's what his talent level was. But he'd been very self-indulgent. He was way overweight, about 315 pounds for a man who should have been 40 pounds lighter than that. And among the people that got to him were one of his teammates, Daryl Talley, who got to him. Bruce also was reached. He went back to finish college, and that was really a defining moment in his life, even though his eligibility was over. And while he was back there, he met a young woman who was in the counseling department, and they fell in love. He got married to her, and she did so much to bring him around. So it wasn't just me. However, what really brought and Bruce then became just a workout addict. He loved the game. It wasn't a matter of trying to say, you better do it or I'm going to kick butt, Bruce. It was a matter of getting, leadership is not a matter of getting people to follow you. It's a matter of getting them to join you. And so we began to show him how he could get in condition and what levels he might be able to reach. But deep inside the man, there had to be qualities of character that he responded to it. There might be some, I would hardly ever give up on it, who are hopeless when it comes to that. Bruce Smith certainly was not one of those people.